You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Urk FM Australia starts now. G'day, I'm Urk, and welcome to episode 272 of Urk FM Australia, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every week on Urk FM and Trax Radio. Find this show at urkfmaustralia.com. I am going to bring you some great Australian music from musicians that I have seen lately or am about to see. There's lots of great music supplied this week, either directly by the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. In this case, we have SGC Media, and quite a few tracks actually come from SGC Media this week, so it's going to be some great fun. So we're going to open up with a band that I saw last week, a very successful launch. This is going to be Tensions Arise. Welcome to Sin City. I'm Urk. You are listening to Urk FM Australia. UrkFMAustralia.com. Tensions Arise there, welcome to Sin City. Tensions Arise recently have come back from the United States, and you can hear all about their adventures in the US and a lot more on episode 49 of Urk FM Metal Monday, coming soon to Channel Urk and Urk FM, urkfmmetalmonday.com. I attended their launch, and it was an absolutely epic night. I know the band's put a lot of work into the promo, and it was really good to see the room full and heaving. Absolutely great stuff. So on Monday, as I record this, episode 49 will come out with interviews with all of the bands and music recorded live. Speaking of live music, sometimes on this show, I like to start things a little bit mellow and work my way up and leave the heavier stuff to the end. But on this episode, what I'm doing, I'm starting hard, we're going to go down a little bit, we're going to go up a little bit, down a little bit, and then finish with a crescendo at the end. Last week was a busy time in music for me. I went to the Tensions Arise launch with Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel, who were also here on this episode, last Friday night at the Baldface Stag in Leichhardt, and on Saturday night, I went to see Heaven the Axe at the Valve Bar. Of course, I love going to the Valve Bar. Couldn't be in two places at once on the Friday night. Heaven the Axe were playing at the Sandow in Newtown. Tensions Arise and Nazjap and others were playing at the Baldface Stag in Leichhardt. Couldn't be both places at once. So lucky for me, I was able to be at the Valve on Saturday night. Saturday night was a very emotional night, as we found out that on the morning of that particular show, Phoebe lost her nana. So she has a deep meaning to this next song, Unconditional Love, as you'll hear on the interview that Phoebe and I did on IRC FM Extra Number 5. And I think, considering the circumstances of this particular song, it had great meaning to Phoebe anyway, but now I think it's going to have even more meaning. Although, having said that, she's a total professional. Her and the band, they kept it together, did everything that they had that they could have done. They could have done a really half-assed show, but they didn't. That's not them. And I think Phoebe on that night, not that she had anything to prove to me, of course, I think that she has proved herself to be Australia's number one female front woman when it comes to independent and unsigned bands. And why haven't these people been signed? Anywho, this one's Unconditional Love. I know it'd be probably a difficult week, but this is Unconditional Love by Heaven the Axe.
Softly spoken, those words I fly, I close my eyes. It cuts through time. Heart is open to heaven above, warm in your arms. Close to my heart, if a teardrop should I our love will bind us together. I'll be there for you. There's nothing you need to do. It's unconditional love that seeks lifetime through. I wanna share it with you. It's unconditional.
You are listening to IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com. If you'd like to find out more about the artist, the best thing to do is to go on to the show notes at IRCFMAustralia.com and go to the show notes, episode 272, and find out more about them. You can find out where they're playing. You can find out what they're up to on a pretty regular basis. A lot of the bands that we feature here on IRC FM Australia are highly into the social networks, and just because they might be based in a particular city, for instance, Heaven the Axe there, they're based in Melbourne, but they get around. I've seen them in Brisbane this year, and I've also seen them in Sydney twice this year. And so just because they're a band from Melbourne doesn't necessarily mean that they don't travel. And there's quite a few bands that are going to be travelling. Pardon me. There are a few bands that are going to be travelling around the place. So keep in contact with them, and they may indeed be somewhere near you. Someone who's going to be near me, or nearish to me, a lot in September. In September 2012 is Bridie O'Brien. I first found her at the Sydney Live House on Parramatta Road there at Lewisham. And she'll be back there every Thursday night. She's got a residency during September 2012, and there'll be other bands supporting her as well. So go check out the Sydney Live House. Hi to AJ and Beck. Great place to see some live music as well. This is Bridie O'Brien, keeping the theme up from the previous song for just the moment, Since You've Been Gone. Thank you.
Take you away from your heart.
Now, you'd think that I purposely placed all these ladies in a row. Not necessarily true, but it works out well. As I said at the start of the episode here on IRC FM, starting a bit hard, going a bit softer, working my way up again. That was Prettiest Fighter by Vanity Riot. They've got one more show to go with their current lineup. Saturday the 7th of September at the Square in the centre of Sydney, near the Capitol Theatre and near Harry's Cafe de Wheels, right near the light rail as well. So if you've been to a gig, I've been to a couple of gigs there. Saw Bellevue Sierra there and also saw Domino there. So that will be rather cool. Hopefully I'll get to say goodbye to the guys in their current format, but who knows, hopefully they'll be back with a new guitarist, who knows. So Prettiest Fighter, that song's been in my head for quite a few days, so I think that'll be making the Earworm special myself. Prior to that, a Domino song that I haven't played before, Precious Charm. Can't wait to hear the new album. As I'm recording this, I'll be seeing Domino this weekend. Should be some very, very interesting music, as I mentioned last week. Domino, great stuff there. Prior to that, we heard from Maya Dyson with a song, When the Moment Comes. That's from her new album called The Moment. That album has actually cracked number 18 on the Australian Record Industry Association charts, the ARIA charts, the quote-unquote proper charts, so to speak, and she's done a great job to get her album up there as an indie artist to get into the top 40 here in Australia in albums. Absolutely awesome stuff. Looking forward to hearing some more of her tracks. I need to download them. And then prior to that, we heard from Bridie O'Brien with a song, Since You've Been Gone. And as I mentioned before, Bridie will be at the Sydney Live House all through September, every Thursday night. So if you're in the inner city area of Sydney, you can go and check her out every Thursday night at the Sydney Live House with other bands as well. So it's a great way to go and see an artist that you like, and like me, discover other bands. Sometimes I'll go to a gig where I don't know any of the bands, like I might go to the Sydney Live House or the Bald Faced Stag or whatever, just to see who's on. But I also like to find other bands as well. And a couple of those bands that I found out, that I have found by going to other people's shows, we'll be hearing very, very soon. Just like Vanity Riots, we just heard there with their song Prettiest Fighter, are the Paper Scissors. They have announced this week that they are parting ways. They're not necessarily parting ways because they've had enough of each other and they want to punch each other in the head. They aren't splitting up because they don't like making music anymore, but they are separating from doing things like live shows and promotion and all of that. Many people who know me and also know many of the indie artists know the amount of work that you have to do to get noticed. The amount of promo and PR that you have to do, often yourself, to get your music out there, get into venues, get gigs, promote albums and all of that sort of stuff. And the Paper Scissors, well, they've decided after 7 years of doing that, they just want to sit back and create some music, maybe come back later, who knows. Saw them once at Herman's Bar at Sydney Uni, and coincidentally, Herman's Bar at Sydney Uni will be the launch of the Stellar Addiction EP on Saturday the 27th of September. So that will be cool. Hopefully I'll be at that one. Anywho, here is the Paper Scissors. Great band live too. This is Lonesome.
I look up and give a scratch to my head. I give up and let these things fall down like rocks and stones and heavy frowns.
What's up?
Was it you or I got here in the first place of drink up. Let us drown our sorrows and never come up. Tears from a stone, or a friend lifts a lie, so drink up. Let us drown our sorrows and never come up. Fuck hell, fuck hell, fuck hell. Down.
tide has turned. Standing on the edge of doom. What you said can't go through. Here we are, I'd bleed for you. Shadows dance. Cannot see the fading sun. Cannot find what I need. This time I'm afraid. I'm going insane. 'Cause I want.
blame me. I voted for Kodos.
Go!
I don't know why you're not
What is love?
What is love and what is NASJAP's favourite movies? When it comes to the Back to the Future trilogy, you'll have to listen to IRC FM Metal Monday episode 49 to find that out. What drama have I caused for NASJAP now? That was not another sequel, just another prequel. Who supported Tensions Arise the other night at the Baldface Stag at Leichhardt with their cover What is Love? Prior to that, we heard another cover, Hotel California by Kang. Thank you to Andy Mack for sending me some more Kang sounds. Absolutely awesome stuff. Need to see those guys at a gig sometime soon. The Kang boys, yes. Now, you'd think, of course, that the Kang reference was a reference to the alien Kang from The Simpsons. Must actually ask that question. Might have to do an interview with the Kang boys a little bit later on. But the band that you heard before Kang was a band called Release the Hounds. Now, I'm not sure if that is in relation to The Simpsons quote, Smithers, release the hounds, or not, but they are a Sydney hard rock band that I saw on the weekend alongside Heaven the Axe, and indeed our next artist. Release the Hounds, they launched their EP along with Heaven the Axe. They did three Sydney shows, which was awesome. Caught them at the Valve, and the song that you heard from them was called Going to Hell. Prior to that, we heard a song called Into the Fire by Hounds of Hiroshima. I've played Hounds of Hiroshima before. I thought I'd keep up with the Fire Hell thing. Hounds of Hiroshima are from Launceston in Tasmania. Prior to that, we heard from I Heart Hiroshima, who are from Brisbane, with a song called Washed Up. And to open that set, we heard from the Paper Scissors with their song Lung Sum. They apparently got one more show coming up in Sydney, the Paper Scissors, before they pull the pin for the moment. Details of that haven't been announced yet. But again, as I was saying earlier, check them out on the social networks, on their website, and they'll let you know when the gigs are. Speaking of bands that I've seen live recently, NASJAP, Kang, Release the Hounds, Hounds of Hiroshima, Vanity Riots, Domino a little bit earlier, Brody O'Brien and Heaven the Axe and Tensions Arise. Another band which has recently come onto my radar is a three-piece metal band called Cordia. This song is called Mosquito. You can actually download it for free off their Facebook page. There's a link on the show notes at irkfminternational.com. When you're listening to this, just imagine a really passionate, strong Hungarian man with dreadlocks as their vocalist. And unlike many of the bands that I see, when it comes to things like hard rock and metal, there's usually a vocalist. Sometimes the vocalist plays an instrument, sometimes they don't. There's usually a guitar player, and there's usually a bass player, and there's normally a drummer. But not what I saw the other day from Cordia. No guitarist. So only a bass player and a drummer and the vocalist. But really great stuff. I think I'm going to have this song stuck in my head. I've had this song stuck in my head all week, actually. From Sydney, but the vocalist Attila is actually Hungarian. It would have been handy to know him when I went to Hungary last year. He's just come back, actually, from a trip back home. This is Mosquito. This is an awesome song. Check this out. indeed, Cazzy Cage. That was Tensions Arise with a new release that was called Into the Eye of Fire. Absolutely awesome stuff from Tensions Arise. They have got a great sound. Into the Eye of Fire. And thank you guys for the dedication on the CD too. That was absolutely awesome. That track and the rest of the new tracks were actually recorded in LA, as you'll hear on IRC FM Metal Monday on episode 49 on Monday. So stay tuned for that. Absolutely great stuff. It was great to see so many people out and about for the the album launch for Tensions Arise. So I hope you have enjoyed the music on this episode of IRC FM Metal Monday. Well, you'd think so. Why do I always do that? IRC FM Australia on IRC FM and Trax Radio. Check me out. You can hear Tensions Arise. You can hear Nazjap and a few other bands interviewed on the next episode of IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 49. And then the week after that is episode 50, which is a milestone for IRC FM Metal Monday. Absolutely awesome. Coming up to the 1 year anniversary for that particular show. And then in a couple of months' time will be the 1 year anniversary for IRC FM Australia and IRC FM International. And not to forget, coming up next month, because it's basically September by the time you're hearing this, in October on IRC FM International and IRC FM Australia, it will be Rocktober. So I should get started on that and program some awesome rock tracks from around the world for Rocktober. All of the music on this episode has come directly by the artist or used under agreement with the permission of SCG Media, who supplied the tracks for several of the bands this week. If you want to know more about any of the bands, go to the show notes, IRCFMAustralia.com. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. IRC FM supports independent music, unsigned music, and if you want to hear more, check out the other shows as I've mentioned. IRC FM International on Wednesdays, IRC FM Metal Monday on Mondays, and if that's not enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Over 40 member shows, there should be a show which suits your musical needs, whether it be metal, hip-hop, jazz, rock, pop, or a mixture of all of the above. Even acoustic music, there's something for you there on the music podcasting front, the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. It's been a lot of fun bringing you these episodes, a lot of fun bringing you this particular episode with many of the bands that I have seen. Good luck to both Vanity Riots and also the Paper Scissors as they transition from doing live gigs for various reasons, but the music will continue to live on. Absolutely great stuff. Loved putting the episode together. Loved being out there front and center watching many of the bands on this particular episode. In fact, when I come down to it, there's only two bands or two artists that I haven't seen live. I haven't seen Maya Dyson yet, and I haven't seen I Heart Hiroshima yet, but the rest of them I've seen and enjoyed live, so that is absolutely awesome. I'm Erk. You've been awesome. I've been Erk. Good night, Interweb. Thanks to Trax Radio.